Alright, let's begin. Okay, so I want to go over the first piece. As a general.
So we'll get the second chair.
So the Haggadah. So there's a famous piece of Reb Chaim where he asks a very straightforward question. Could be somebody thought of on your own at some point. Okay, now we relax. Try to calm down.
Thank you.
Okay. So Reb Chaim. Can I ask this question?
De Mayino?
No, I'm not after that. Just, first, we're going to talk what you guys didn't say, and then we'll do the debate talk. Okay. What is the difference between the mitzvah that we have every single day of Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim versus the mitzvah that we have, the unique mitzvah that we have on Leil on Seder of Sikri Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Yeah? Okay. So what is the difference between these two mitzvahs? Lechora, they both seem to be reminiscing to the Exodus of Egypt. So what is the difference? Okay, so you guys all read the time inside. So Chaim says that there are three basic differences. So the first major difference is in terms of the Sipur, that for Zechira, all you need to do is remember it, you can just tell yourself, right? That's all there is to it, remembering, God took us out of Egypt. Whereas Sipur, it's Mitzrayim, a Sipur, a story, means you're telling it over to somebody. And it has to be, he says, b'derach she'ela tshuva. It has to be with questions and answers. That's why it says, as the pasuk says, "Vayakishal chavimcha," the son will ask, "We got the chavimcha, and you should tell your son." So that's what it means. Haggadah. That's what sipur tzitzis Mitzrayim means. That has to be said over to somebody else. That's number one. Number two is that the sipur tzarich hamisaper lahaschil v'gnusal saimishrach. That you have to start with the negative and end with the positive, which is machlokas in the Gemara. So whether or not we what is the negative that we are supposed to start with? We'll talk about that later. But there's a specific structure to this story, which is not so by Zechira. Zechira, you can just remember, again, God took us out of Egypt. But Sipur means there's a storyline, so it has to start with the negative and end up with the positive. And the third one is that we have to explain the Tamei HaMitzvos of the night. As we quote at the end of the Magid section, you have to explain Pesach Matzah Maror, and by explaining Pesach Matzah Maror,
it doesn't exist, right?
By explaining Pesach Matzah Maror, so the explanations behind mitzvos also add to the story. Fine. So that's the basic Chiddush of Reb Chaim, and then he goes on to tell you how each of these three components are actually muchrach in the language of the Rambam, in the way that the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of the night. And for example, the way the Rambam writes mitzvah lo di labanim shnei regat zavimcha. Quotes the pasuk, meaning the mitzvah is to tell over to other people, right? And that's why we say that even if a person doesn't have a wife or children there to ask him, he has to ask himself, right? Why? Because it has to be v'derech she'elo tshuva, like Reb Chaim said. Okay, lahasal gusel sam shrach, and he says how so masal and sabbath shtkhila hayo sin me terach by kofen vetoin achar heva, right, that our forefathers of Rozara, which is the masal gusel sam shrach and avri mayino, etc. So he mentions that, and Rambam also quotes the main of Reuven Gamliel that you have to say the Pesach Matzah Maror, etc. So that's what's mukhrach in the Reb Chaim and in the Rambam. I'm sorry, in the Rambam from the Reb Chaim. So the Emek Bracha, who's a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, so he asks a very simple question, which is that in the Haggadah, at the beginning of the Maggid section, so we have the Mishnah in Brachos, where the Elazar ben Azariah makes this statement where he says, I'm like 70 years old, which everybody knows from the Gemara in Brachos, where his beard turned white overnight. Yeah?
17.
He was 18 according to Gemara. I think Yerushalmi says 21 or something like that. But so he was young, and he got a white beard overnight so that he would look more distinguished and be more respected by people. But he says, so he learns that you're supposed to remember Yitzis Mitzrayim at night. So, wait a second. So the Emek Bracha asks, what is this doing in the Haggadah? The Haggadah is all about Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and this mission is about Zechir Yitzis Mitzrayim, the remembering of Kol HaShana Kula, the whole year. So what is this doing in the Haggadah? So he quotes what he heard from the Brisker of Yitzchak Zev. He quotes him as Shlita, so we call him as Atzal. And that Brisker Rav used to say that Reb Chaim would say over this Shtikl Torah at the Seder every single year at the Seder. And he says this Shtikl Torah actually, he wants to say, is the foundation for the Seder itself, for the whole Maggid section of the Seder. Why? If you look at the last paragraph, you know, Lefiza, ever see? So the Ani Bracha says, Lefiza Niret, Shehabal HaGadah, meaning, say that the Haggadah is not just the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim; it's also telling you, through telling the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, it's also telling you what is the halacha, what is the mitzvah of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, in contrast to the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's mitzvah of Zechiyas Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Al kein hikti midvar haMishnah shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lomar. He quotes the Mishnah to tell you, shegam echol hashana ikam mitzvah lahaski Yitzchak Mitzrayim leilos. You have to mention it at night. And therefore, what's different, what's unique for tonight, for Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim? Al zeh hu nimzayin. That's why the Haggadah goes on and says, Baruch HaMakom, K'neged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, right? Why? Because that's the first component of Sipur, according to Reb Chaim, right? That is a mitzvah of Hodil Abanim, that there should be She'elo Tshuva, right? The Manishtana, and the Avanim Ha'inu. So we're going on and saying, this is Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, that you have Arba Banim to tell us. Yeah, so that's how that fits into the Seder. Then we go on and say that it's not just a time, it's not a mitzvah like every night like Zechiyas Yitzchak Mitzrayim, right? Because Yachal Rosh Chodesh, you might think you could do this earlier in the month, which we'll explain later, Mitzvah Hashem according to the Rav. But Talmud Lomar Bavur Zeh B'Shashim Matzah Bar Menachem V'Nefesh, it's telling you that this is a unique mitzvah with a unique time. Then Masil B'Gusim Asayim Mishrach, that's the second component, right? We were mentioning Tchilo of Devot Zorah, we're saying, Chashav Kirana Makom Avodaso, Maschil and Ledrosh, Hanarami Ovei Ravi, etc. We darsh that whole pasuk, that whole parashah, which basically takes up the majority of the Maggid section. And that's where Masil B'Gusim Asayim Mishrach. And then we get to the Rabbi Gamliel, with the Gimel Dvarim, Pesach Matzamar, where we explain them, etc. And then Hallel, which is also, I think others point out, a unique component in which we want to say Hallel over this. Yeah? So in any case, what the Ani Bracha does over here is he explains that the whole structure of the Seder itself, I mean, when you look through the Haggadah, the structure of the Haggadah is actually based on the way that Reb Chaim formulated what Sipur is in contrast to Sipira, the way the Rambam codifies that La Halacha, meaning that, obviously the Rambam didn't know the Reb Chaim, but as the Murkach and the Rambam, that this is the definition of the mitzvah. And therefore, you see that that's actually within the very fabric, within the very structure of the Haggadah itself. Just one or two other concepts that they point out that you have to add in, that makes Sipur different than Zechira. One is the idea is Hallel, as we just said, that we have an obligation to give Hoda'ah, to give thanks, to sing praises to Hashem for that Yitzchak Mitzrayim. At the night of Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, number one. And two is one of the most primary factors, which we'll mention, which we'll get into a little bit more very soon with the Divrei Torah, is that Chai Varum Liros Tzatzim Kilo Hu Yatzam Mitzvah. That it's not enough just to remember it mentally, but you have to live it, you have to try to experience it. So whether that means hitting each other on the back of scallions, or whether that means, you know, just some sort of, you know, whatever, the Heseba and the various experiential parts of the Seder. But, fine, so that's another thing. Okay. Alright, you guys have sheets. Everybody have a sheet to be able to write down your Torah? Okay.
We're going to make
Three pages.
You know what? I'll tell you what the trick is.